Please stand. Place your left hand in the vicinity of your reproductive organs. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. When I am not yet old, but close enough, I shall wear camouflage and an ammo belt and engage in hand-to-hand combat with this foe called menopause. I shall gather with my kind and share war stories of internal combustion, inexplicable weeping, and homicidal rages. When I am not yet old but close enough, I shall forge a truce with my mercurial libido, size 38 long breaths, and unmentionable dryness. I shall vow to my comrades in arms, arms that swing like bat wings, that I will search out and destroy their burgeoning white chin hairs if from me they will do the same. When I am not yet old but close enough, I shall storm the upright freezer with the gusto of a new recruit, attacking Ben and Jerry with Ready Whip, though my lactose tolerance has gone AWOL. I shall respectfully salute this personal flotation device, formerly known as my waist, and be less mortified by my escalating flatulence. When I am not yet old but close enough, I shall employ a battering ram on the doors of the local pharmacy, seeking organic plant-derived estrogen and rechargeable AA batteries. I shall carry on with dignity and grace whether I have been drafted unwillingly by my body or have enlisted in agreement with a knife-wielding surgeon. When I am not yet old but close enough, I shall stand at attention though the rest of my body does not, and break ranks from society's unrealistic expectations and join forces with my people, the menopausal militia.